Chapter 6. Pioneer in Spirit. A vanguard perseveres with a pioneering spirit. Discover new confidence. This chapter challenges you to live out a new pioneering spirit. Exerting confidence in Christ's presence will embolden you for your spiritual revolution. Through the Holy Spirit's wisdom and power, you can tackle new problems as they come without already knowing their solutions. Overcome obstacles that prevent the mobilization of African Americans for world missions. Make new discoveries, venture into new territories, explore virgin frontiers, brave dangers, and endure hardships to revolutionize our missionary forces, so the oppressed in the most distant lands may know that Jesus saves without discrimination. Find in Christ the confidence and bravery that comes with an innovative pioneering spirit. A background of rejection and poverty did not stop Jesus from arising as a vanguard pioneer. He fulfilled God's mission and purpose under threatening conditions, and they must not stop you either. For instance, the Bible's Christmas story reveals Jesus' background when he demonstrated God's unconditional love for us. We read how the Father sent his Son to give peace and safety from sin and judgment in a background of rejection, political opposition, hatred, and danger. The Christ child faced an imposing, threatening environment, but his deprived background could not prevent him from accomplishing this vital mission. One outcome is that God graciously accepts you because you received Jesus Christ by faith. Christ, in turn, promised to be with and empower you to fulfill his same mission in the same kinds of hostilities, regardless of your background. Confidently mobilize. Work on heightening your confidence when challenged to serve Christ as long-term missionaries. Believe in your potential in Christ and step up to this challenge. Respond with the same poised bravery documented in newsreels of African American students pioneering in passive resistance or militant confrontation during the civil rights movement. I grew up seeing the same confident determination in white missionaries. Watch the PBS documentary, The Freedom Riders, and consider how they confidently mobilize for a social revolution that parallels your spiritual one. With pioneering spirits, they attempted the impossible. Students stepped up first and then called for support and for more brave riders. Optimistic in their cause of justice, they took ownership of their rights to go through barriers and expected to be miracles of God. Although young, they won justice without depending on the establishment and felt urgency to finish their task. While college students, they pioneered justice that transformed our nation. Like the documentary asks, will you get on that bus? Grow in this grace of confidence by asking for the Holy Spirit's empowerment to become a great pioneer for the gospel. For our Lord Jesus commanded you, as his disciple, to pioneer worldwide with him and for him. He expects you to make disciples while you're going. Through his Spirit, Christ indwells you to fulfill his commission through you. He promises never to leave you, expecting you to become a pioneering witness of him to the uttermost parts of the world. Put your confidence in Christ, in your union with him, in his promised presence, and in Holy Spirit's power who lives in you. It is known that African American students build confidence to pioneer in white contexts by finding other black students and hanging out with them. This may become a problem for your generation because so few African Americans fulfill Christ's commission overseas. You may be the only African American in your mission agency or in the field where you will serve. Yet God will use that kind of vanguard leadership to break through barriers for other African Americans at home while you fulfill the Lord Jesus' commission in other countries. Lead like the Freedom Riders. The Freedom Riders of 1961 demonstrated commitment and courage in their activism that you must wield to revolutionize world missions as Christ's pioneering vanguard. Before boarding the buses, they wrote their wills and prepared to die to win freedom for the oppressed. With passion, they made the plight of others their cause. For the civil rights of unknown countrymen, they put aside their own right to pursue happiness when they left college before exams in order to protest. They corrected the injustices that had been destroying the integrity of our entire nation in the eyes of the whole world. the Freedom Riders surrendered their ambitions of achieving the American dream. As you know, many left college even though they were the first in their families to attend. They had no personal financial incentives or obligations. The Freedom Riders owed no favors to political parties. Their decision to go first and put themselves in the middle of the conflict made them completely free and unstoppable vanguards of non-violent resistance. By grace, replicate the free resolve and courage that forced the older generation to respect and join them. Their courageous sacrifice made the President of the United States take action. The PBS documentary made the point that even Martin Luther King Jr. found himself pulled into their activism and mobilized by their initiatives. Transfer Freedom Rider tenacity to your spiritual cause as Christ's ambassador. For their just social and political cause, the Freedom Riders mobilized students of both races from across the nation. They moved our federal government and our president into action before the scrutiny of nations around the world. They first mobilized themselves and then called for support and other riders to join their protest. The Freedom Riders attempted the impossible, determined to perform with avant-garde innovation. They entered those fateful buses optimistic and confident in their just cause. Ask God for their determination to lead for His glory in the world. Take on Freedom Rider optimistic expectations by faith. They took ownership of their rights to go through doors that unjust systems had closed. Expecting a miracle, each accepted the value of suffering and death as the means to revolutionize. They always, always felt the urgency to finish the task. Diverse and unified, they did not need to debate racial issues with those tied down by their pursuits for power, fame, or greed. Please watch the PBS documentary and apply their heroic self-sacrifice to your decision-making about leading in Christ's spiritual cause. As Freedom Riders mobilized in the social and political realm, I challenge you to step up and lead in the spiritual realm. Activate your Christian generation and all of us for the even greater cause of proclaiming God's glory to the nations. Go first, mobilizing yourself and then others. Attempt the impossible and be determined to accomplish it by God's grace. Take ownership of your right to go through closed doors when God has declared them open. Accept death and suffering with an urgency to finish the task of declaring Christ's gospel to peoples worldwide. With pioneering spirits, make the plight of others your own. Be diverse, unified, and free. Exercise the liberty of spiritual justice, and while you go to the ends of the earth, make more reproducing disciples of Jesus. Muster the spiritual angel of death. When a young Marine returned from his tour in Iraq, he shared with me a perspective from over there. He said that an Iraqi civilian told him that they call Marines angels of death. In other words, when a Marine showed up to fight the enemy, God must have decided that it was time for the foe to die. The enemies are left, I assume, to make the fight costly so our nation decides that the warfare is not worth the sacrifice. Perhaps our enemies hope that political division here or wars on other fronts will keep the Marines away. We know that the mission of our military expanded to include combating terrorism by winning the hearts of the people in other nations. Yet obviously there are certain lines that our country will not allow our enemies to cross without making them face our military's deadly force. As you know, we fight in a spiritual warfare against spiritual enemies as soldiers of Jesus Christ. I believe that Satan's main tactic is preventative in nature. He creates distraction to divert God's people from the battle. To war against Christ's commission, the evil one only has to prevent us from showing up. I believe that a primary reason so many factors add up to keep African Americans off the missions field is Satan's fear of a worldwide united witness of the body of Christ that includes you. I believe he specifically targets African American men for spiritual attack for the same reasons they should be targeted for empowerment and mobilization by Christians for missions. Include black men in the mix, and the church's body will become whole and more deadly in spiritual warfare. As the Holy Spirit empowers this unity, we will war as one spiritual angel of death against the forces of evil. Our unity means God is about to destroy the works of darkness. lead from the front and call more to follow. Always remember that the primary role of the spiritual vanguard is to create motion. Pioneering missionaries advance ahead of others, often at great personal risk, praying for and calling on others to follow. With faith in Christ's promises, create opportunities for service while mobilizing more laborers to share in the same risks and sacrifices that you endure. As a vanguard, you must mobilize others into battle to fulfill your own calling. Learn and embrace the eternal value of making sacrifices to pioneer for Christ, like Jim Elliot. I re-emphasize what he wrote in his diary. Quote, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain that which he cannot lose." I challenge you to accept this high call as Christ's spiritual vanguard to fulfill his purposes for your life. Vanguard leadership remains God's method of Christian missions mobilization. The Apostle Paul certainly took his stand as Christ's vanguard. Christ mobilized his people through Paul, and still mobilized through Paul's epistles, to fulfill his great commission worldwide. Paul, as I said, used military terminology to describe Christ's gospel mission and the spiritual warfare it attracts. Called to suffer much for Jesus and his gospel's sake, Paul understood his high calling and willingly put himself at the center of Christ's spiritual revolution. Paul advanced God's army for Christ's mission from the front line. He mobilized at the forefront and endured extreme hardships. He pioneered as an elite soldier of Christ with the highest conviction, and he made the ultimate sacrifice. He defended the faith, as did those who followed him into spiritual battle. When Christ mobilized his disciples to the mass action of fulfilling the eternal purpose of God, he placed Paul on the cutting edge of the Great Commission. Paul pioneered by planting churches and pulling them into motion after him. For 200 years, white believers controlled the resources and power to lead the modern missions movement. Now, as the world's population explodes, I conclude that our white vanguards must lead better. I regretfully conclude that some have failed in missions with prideful feelings of racial superiority. We left many of our best freedom fighters behind in the past, incorrectly assuming that we could advance without our African-American fellow missionary soldiers. I remain confident that our Lord has prepared African-Americans as our present-day spiritual vanguards. We depend upon you to mobilize us, and all races must mobilize together or fail to mobilize at all. Free at last, you are entrusted by God with a high calling of leading us all into the battle. Bring an uprising, not a reformation. Although an international Christian coalition that exists to mobilize people for world evangelism calls for a reformation, I challenge you lead with much greater spiritual activism than that. I believe reform falls short of the radical changes in church structures, prejudices, and mission systems required to mobilize African Americans. In your spiritual leadership, choose between spearheading a new spiritual reformation or a spiritual uprising's revolution. You possess more opportunity, in my opinion, to mobilize African Americans through spiritual revolution, not reformation. Reformation may come with this spiritual revolution, but 5 centuries without progress suggest that true reformation will not come without it. Do we have time to reform status quo church and ministry mission systems? Christ's impending second coming and the world's exploding population compel us to quickly set in motion a unified witness from America. To create this motion requires mobilizing together people of African descent, Hispanics, Asians, whites, and whomever else from every race, nation, and socioeconomic class in the world. The debate goes on today about whether Christian social activists should work with unjust systems or go outside these systems to effect change. I transfer the issue of how to bring about change from social activism to the realm of spiritual activism. In spiritual activism, we know no man after the flesh, but as new creations in Christ who appoints us to the status of being his ambassadors to all nations. Always keep in mind that you are free to pioneer new structures. In the next chapter, I will explain the secret to empowering others with the same mission's privileges that will cause a true uprising of faith. I will challenge you to arise with a transforming ambition for raising up leaders at home and abroad. Empower them with authority to govern churches and build facilities as you leave on your quest to deploy others to do the same and worldwide.